Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
Across the vein of night, there cuts a path of searing light, burning like a beacon on the edges of our sight, at the border of total darkness.
As Stan Fogelberg brings back the late, great Ben Fogelberg from the Innocent Age album. Thanks for hanging out with me, 17 Till. I'm Jim Blasingame. Thanks for checking out my website, smallbusinessadvocate.com. Lots of stuff there, including the work that Cliff Inico has deposited with us. His wisdom, his knowledge, his experience, right there on all the past visits that he's had on the show with us, all are chronicled there and held for posterity. All you got to do is type in his name into our search engine. You'll find him, all the stuff that he's written, that he's allowed us to republish as well. So check that out. Don't forget to subscribe to my newsletter while you're there. And check out the other 2,000 members of our Brain Trust. Thanks again for hanging out with us. And Cliff, thank you for being part of our day. Cliff Inico, the author of the eBay Seller's Tax and Legal Answer book. Cliff, we're talking about resolutions. And in the previous segment, you said something about, you know, different ways to grow your business. You know, one of the things I like to remind people about when you're talking about the economy, two things I want to say this year, Cliff. Number one, this is the year that it's no longer okay to say, if your business is not performing, it's no longer okay to say it's the economy. And number two, the United States has a $15 trillion economy. That's a lot of buying and selling. Somebody's buying something that you sell from somebody somewhere right now. It might as well be you.
Exactly right. Man, I couldn't agree more. You know, we're still the biggest economy on Earth. You know, all right, maybe China's catching up to us, but we're still the number one.
They're a long way away from us. They're a long way.
And a lot of stuff's going on right now. And I agree with you right now. You know, the economy is picking up. You know, manufacturing is even starting to pick up a little bit now, which was a little surprise for 2011. Things are happening now, and you've lost your excuses. I think that's exactly right. You know, now's the year to come. You've got to find, you know, three new ways to get your message out to people. You know, if your business isn't growing, it's either because people don't know about you, or maybe you're doing the wrong things. Maybe things are changing a little bit in your world, and you've got to find out where those changes are happening. You know, are people buying more online? You know, are you online enough? Are you everywhere that you can be so that people can find you online? You know, young people, especially nowadays, you know, if they're looking to buy something, they don't, you know, look for local stores. They look at their iPhones and their apps, and they look to see, you know, what's available, where's the cheapest deal on sushi for lunch today within a 5-mile radius. You know, this is what there is. Are you there? I mean, are you accessible to the iPhone? Can people find you?
You know, Cliff, you mentioned a minute ago about this guy that's got a deli store in this office building, but he's also in a neighborhood. You know, there are people across the street from that office building. There's almost never just one. There's always, you know, a little gaggle of them. But, you know, you're talking about how he could grow his business based on what you were just saying. You said something about going and getting the fax numbers. You know what I would do? I would go knock on the door and say, "Hi, I'm Cliff. Yeah. How do you like me so far? I'm in the sandwich business. Would you mind if I sent you, you know, I'd like to send you our menu every day. Would you like that to be emailed, or would you rather I text it to you?"
Yeah, exactly.
People would rather have that. That's right. But you've got to be
rocket science.
But see, what happens is by him doing that, he becomes more relevant to those people than the deli across the street that only hangs a shingle out and opens the door.
Right. See, that's exactly right. It's all about reaching out to your customers. If you're not talking to your customers, they don't know about you. You know, that's sitting behind the cash register waiting for somebody with the doorbell to ring is not the way to go about it.
Right.
You know, and really, this is the key. I mean, if you had to pick one key to success in any small business, Jim, it's all about marketing. It's about getting your message out and doing it every day. You know, every day when I wake up in the morning, I ask myself the question, how many new clients am I going to get today? How am I going to reach out to people? How am I going to get somebody new, you know, get new business today? That has to be the focus of your life. When you wake up every morning, what new thing am I going to do to get business? Now, some of these things work, some of them don't work, but you got to be focused on it every day. If you're not doing it every day, you're not giving it the time that it deserves. You know, when businesses let their marketing slide, that's when the phone stops ringing.
So turn that into a resolution for us. How would that? What would that sound like if we were trying to put a handle on this? Something we could.
Well, not a New Year's resolution, but an everyday resolution.
Yeah.
When you wake up in the morning, say to myself, "I'm going to get at least one new customer today. How am I going to do it?
Mm-hmm.
You know, am I going to do it? That is the focus. And before you do anything else. You know, I'm not much of a morning person here. I'm a little, you know, despite the fact we always, as you know from these programs, you know, I spend a little time over my coffee thinking about this, and before I do anything else, I execute that plan, whatever it is. I send a fax to somebody. I call somebody I haven't heard from in a while just to say, hey, how you doing? You know, is everything still going okay with your business? Yada, yada. You know, 9 times out of 10, I get something out of it. By the way, I got to, yeah, this guy wants to do a little contract with me. You know, it wouldn't have happened if I hadn't reached out to that guy.
Mm-hmm.
I wouldn't have known about that opportunity. So that's the way you do it. You know, and also, too, by being out there, it's, how can I say, there are things going on out there, but nobody's thinking about you. When they get a call from you or a fax from you or an email from you, even though they don't read the email, they say, wait a minute, yeah, Cliff Enico, yeah, this guy, he can help me with my problem. Shame on me. Why didn't I think of him?
Mm-hmm.
You're constantly reminding people of your presence. And even if that's all you're doing, that's fine, because we all know we learn things by repetition. You know, when you think of something over and over again, sooner or later, you just don't forget it. You know, the person that hired me 3 years ago to do a little job, he's not thinking about
it's
me
not,
right now.
It's not his job to remember you. It's your job to remind
It's not his job to remember me. It's my job to get in his face and say, hey, remember me, Cliff Enico? You know, the mm-hmm. next time you got a contract to be done, give me a call.
Right.
That's how I work. I mean, I'm a lawyer by trade, but even lawyers have to market.
There
I know it's
plenty,
a shocking revelation.
There's plenty of business out there. And I'll tell you something else. We're moving into, Cliff, this is one of my predictions, we're moving into a period where business is going to be expanding over the next year and two, not as much this year as next year, but I really believe we're going to be entering an expansion period, and you need to be poised to get your share. Cliff, give us your website, please.
You bet. It's www.succeedinginyourbusiness.com. That's my weekly column.
Check it out. Cliff Enico, we'll be right back. So I'm Jim Blessing.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.